The latest from podnews.net. Podcasts are getting shorter, so says podcast host Megaphone, who looked at the top 200 US podcasts and offer the advice to start shorter than your first instinct tells you to. We've updated our guide to how long a podcast should be that contains more data on ideal podcast length. StagePass, a company that allows podcast hosts and other creatives to increase their income by selling tutorials, retreats, sessions, and other experiences, has announced a partnership with Blueberry, a podcast host that supports over 100,000 podcasters and shows. Blueberry's Mackenzie Bennett calls the partnership a refreshing new take on monetization. Stephen Goldstein has an interview with Westwood One's Pierre Bouvard, highlighting how people are changing their habits when it comes to podcasting. Podtrac has posted their top 20 US podcasts for June 2019. The data is opt-in and proprietary, not that there's anything wrong with that. In the top five, based on US unique audience, iHeart's Stuff You Should Know has overtaken This American Life. Jamie Perkins writes an opinion piece about how much they love RSS, the technology that makes podcasting work. On the 3rd of June, we reported that Tim Ferriss had dropped advertising, moving to a subscription model. Last week, he reversed that decision. Many of my assumptions were totally off, he says. He's plenty of data that we link to from our episode notes and our newsletter today. And a data point from Tim Ferriss. The podcast passed 400 million downloads a month ago. We presume that's 400 million downloads ever. So we checked on this one. This one has done 0.54 million downloads ever. Thank you for being one of those today. The True Crime Podcast Festival took place over the weekend in Chicago. Noted, Podimo, a Danish Netflix of podcasting to launch later this year, promises on its website a compensation model that rewards all podcasters for their work, whether it's a niche podcast with a handful of dedicated listeners or a well-known show with a massive following. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the star of Inception and Looper, is working with Cadence 13 to launch a new podcast. And there's a new political podcast network in the UK called Real Agenda, and aims to partner with an initial 30 campaigning organisations whose combined online following is over 500,000. In podcasts today, we look at Code Story, looking at how a startup goes from an idea on the back of a napkin to a product. The latest episode features Leah Culver from Breaker, a popular podcast app. And Rob Schneider and Patricia Mayer have launched See What Happens, promising occasional guests and dissecting show business, their contrasting parenting methods, and more. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.